ekam sharanam bhava aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukteishyami ma sutra. This is Gita, you know. Meaning sarva dharmam pratyajya, giving up all what I have told up to now. Body, religion of this body, mind, everything. Suffering of all the incorruptible, what I have told up to now. Body, religion of this body, mind, everything. Suffering of all the incarnation of Krishna, daily God, like Shankar, Hanuman, Buddha, Father. Take my shelter.
No? Take my shelter. And I will, what I will do? I will do you free from all kinds of dangers, death, birth, sorrow and suffering. Mam eva je prapadyante, mayam etam tarate. Mam eva, Krishna is telling, mam eva means, what? Mam eva? Oh, not to others, not to Ram, not to Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, not to Dwarkadhish Krishna, not to Ram, Sita, Hanuman, myself.
Only myself.
I am supreme personality of everything has come out from. Understand? Oh, what Ganesha is doing? In hand, what is that? What is there? In this hand? Oh, he's chanting? What chanting? Hear me. Once all demigods were collected, assembled, and they were quarreling among them. Who is superior among us? Who should be worshipped first? Indra was telling, I am supreme. Durga was telling, I am supreme. Ganesh was telling, I am supreme. Sun came and he told that, I am supreme. In the meantime, Narada came. And he told, they asked that who is supreme. Then Narada told, who will go quickly and do parikrama of whole universe quickly, and who will be first, he will be worshipped. What I told in English, you should tell me.
That any one of demigods who makes the first
parikrama
around the universe will be the most worshipable.
Who will be worshipped? Oh, Durga, at once run after his
lion.
Oh, you know, Kartik, the son of Shiva, he at once sat on peacock and he flies so very fast. Indra on his elephant, Sun on a chariot, Durga, like all, began to run very quickly. But Ganesh was so much unhappy, he was weeping. How? His rat was very small, and Ganesh was so heavy.
So big belly, so big head.
So he was not moving at all. Then he was crying bitterly. Then Narada told, oh, write here Krishna name or Ram name on the earth and move around. Then he wrote Ram name, no? And moved around three times. And he sat there. After so many days, all returned, gradually. And they were thinking that I am become first. But when they came assembled, they asked that who has come first. Then Nara told that Ganesh is first. Why? Because he has written Ram name, and Ram is equal to Krishna. Why? Because he is Radha Raman. No? Always in the heart of Radhika. So Krishna is in Krishna, thousands and thousands of universe are in Krishna heart. Understand? Not only one. Thousands and thousands of universe are in the heart of Krishna. So he has taken around the lakhs and lakhs universe. So he is superior and he should be worshipped. And from then he used to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. That is why. You know why he has elephant trunk? Why? Why?
Было проклятие, да, и когда он родился, то, то у него отвалилась голова. Not,
you should hear and then tell me in English. No, you should go. Why? Now he should tell all.
You tell the whole story to him, he will later translate to Gurudev.
Tell him. Have you told? Told, tell.
I can tell. Now Gurudev will speak.
I am telling the real story. His story is not. His story is not authentic. No. Once, Parvati was alone and Shankar was anywhere. It was very hot day. So he did like this. Huh? And a dust.
Dull.
Dull.
Dust is good, but dust is also good.
Dull.
Dart.
Or like dust. Something came. That is the maila. If you rub, oh, something will come. And then, he throws out, threw out. Oh, beautiful sun, very beautiful. As Darbhaja's son, became son, Ganesh. Oh, at that time his head was like a very beautiful boy. Parvati has no son, but now he has son. But it came from the mela of male men. And very beautiful son. So it was skin, and then it became very beautiful sun. Very beautiful eyes, beautiful hair, beautiful everything. Oh, Parvati became very happy that, oh, he is my son. And he told, oh, my son, Shankar is, my husband is out of room anywhere, and he will come, but I'm going to take bath in my dressing room, bathroom. So please be here, anyone should not come here. When I will take bath, everything completed, then you should come. Okay. So he was on the door and Parvati was inside and taking bath. In the meantime, when she was taking bath in room, O Shankar came. Mahadev Shankar came and asked, oh, where is my Parvati? And he saw a new boy there, very beautiful. He asked, where is my wife? He told that she is taking bath. Then Shankar began to go in the dressing room, bathroom. But he did not allow. He told that you cannot go. Without the order of my mother, she is my mother, I will not permit you to enter in that room. Shankar told us, she is my wife, why you are doing so? Oh, gone here. But he became ready to fight. Shankar took his trigon and took out his head, cut his out. Oh, in the meantime, Parvati, hearing some sounds, she came out of the room. And she saw that, Shankar is very angry and he has cut off the head of that boy. She began to weep. By my buddy's Maila.
Dog.
What is the spelling of that?
D-I-R-C. R-T.
Oh, dirt. By dirt, I met my son, and you have cut out his head. Please be merciful and make him alive. He told that I never knew that you have a son. But he is very dangerous. He was not permitting even me to go to you. So I cut his head. Then Parvati, requesting that you should alive my son. Then Shankar told, you should go from here. And anyone, first meeting, bring him. His head. At once she came out of the room and he saw that there was elephant going. She cut the head of that elephant and brought it to Shankar, and Shankar gave it to him, the head of.
И Шанкар он пошел, и первый, кого видел, был слон. Он принес его голову и поставил камеш.
Body like human body, but head like animals. Why? Those who are body and everything is like human, very beautiful, but not doing bhajan, they are animals. Shankar is Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. Always chanting and remembering Krishna. But he used to quarrel with him. And that is why he cut his head and gave a head up. But later on, by the mercy of Shankar, he became so intelligent and he began to chant Ram, 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 Ram. And then he became devotee. Shankar is Vaishnava, always chanting, remembering, in the form of Gopeshwar Mahadev in Vrindavan, you know. To serve Ram, he has become Hanuman. No? He serves Radha and Krishna in so many forms. Without serving Krishna, he cannot alive. He knows all the truths, all the siddhanta of Krishna. So we worship him like Guru. So we should try to be one-pointed like Shankar, always serving Krishna. Especially we should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave respect to all. But always Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? If you are doing, your life will be successful. Krishna has inspired me to come to you. And your Guru, Param Guru, Swami Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, your Prabhupada, has inspired me to go to you. And for this only I have come here, to make you one-pointed. In Badrinarayan, Nar Narayan are there. They are Rishi. In Badrinarayan. Who is Badrinarayan? A Rishi. But who Rishi? Oh, Supreme Personalities, one manifestation of Krishna. Only one. Manifestation, you know? Okay, manifestation. One fraction has become Badrinarayan. Oh, lakhs and lakhs Badrinarayan can come from body of Krishna. Thousand and thousand of Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh will come. So, we should know these facts from Gita. Vedaishya sarvam aham eva vidya. Mam eva je prapadyante. Sarvadharmam parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. So we should know clearly that by doing bhajan of Krishna, the bhajan of all comes in that. Not to do bhajan here and there, only one. I told you that Vyas was bewildered.
Vyasa was not happy, he was bewildered.
Oh. He could not understand why I am bewildered.
Well, he wrote also Vedic literature.
Yes, he wrote so many Ved, Upanishad, divided Ved. He made Puran, he made Vedanta, everything, but he was in dilemma, what to do? Why I am not happy? And then Narada came and told, you have not glorified Krishna. Especially you have not glorified that you are indebted to gopis. What? No? Oh, you have not glorified that Yashoda with his love and affection, he can control him. Just his. Krishna can create whole world. And by taking his name, birth and death will go away. But even he is fearing with Yashoda and weeping. Sometimes the power of Krishna, Radha, sometimes become angry to him. And then Krishna comes and gives his head on her feet. Also he surrenders his flute, peacock feather, peacock, everything, and tells that in future I will not offend you. Oh, this is love of Krishna. Oh, if you love him, oh, he will love so much. Putana went to Krishna and she wanted to kill Krishna by very strong poison. But Krishna gave him, motherly position, motherly position. Who is foolish that giving up Krishna and he will worship another. So you should not be foolish. Oh, you should be very intelligent and serve Krishna. Oh, only one Krishna, then all will be served. In Srimad Bhagavata it has been written that if you will give water to branches, flowers, leaves of a tree or creeper, tree or creeper will die, dry. You cannot say by giving water to leaves and flowers. So you should give water in root. Krishna is root of all. Even root of Ram, Nishingha, Kalki, Paman, Narayan, all. So if you are serving Krishna, oh, your life is successful. Don't disbelieve. Believe it very strongly. If you are becoming one-pointed, you will be surely happy. And you can realize your soul here, very beautiful, teeny as it. And Krishna is there also. And then you will be happy. This is the instructions of whole Vedas, Upanishad, Bhagavat, Puran, Gita, everything. Oh, I saw anyone who was singing on Veena.
Over here.
Where? Right. Oh, ho. Who is she?
Veerabai.
What she is doing?
She is chanting the holy name of Krishna.
And what became of Mirabai in the last? You don't know. Oh, she came, he left his kingdom. He left his king, husband king. Select one lady that I will be only with her, not with anyone else, like promising. I will support her and she will serve me in by all his senses. And this is called marriage. When you will accept any lady like your wife, then anyone cannot come to her. Because now she is your wife. There a relation has come between you and her. If you are with her and going to other ladies, then she may divorce you. And then you are not qualified husband. You are so much lusty. Your wife cannot believe you. So you should be one-pointed to her. Understand? Similarly, Gurudev gives diksha to disciple and give marriage with Krishna. And then she accepts that, oh, Krishna is my beloved, Gopi Janavallabha. And this relate, and he promises that, oh, Krishna is mine, I am of him. Oh, if you have relation with any lady, if she is sick, you will invest so much money for her. Hmm? You can sell your property for her treatment. But no relation, no investment. So if you have relation with Krishna, then Krishna mercy will come. Otherwise, never. One pointed to Krishna. So Guru gives this relation to disciple. So what Guru will give relation, you should accept forever, eternal. Your Guru have never given these things. So you should try to hear all these things one day. And then have a fixed relation with Krishna. Oh, this is real process of Diksha. And then we will believe in Krishna, His supremacy and His mercy. And then you will be real devotee. Now you are obeying uncontrolled mind. So nothing gain is coming. Nothing experience and realization is coming. And when you chant by that relation, transcendental relation, very soon realize and you will be happy forever.
He always thought that Shiksha is more important than Diksha.
A guru who cannot give Shiksha, he is not guru. He will give everything. He will give relation, Shiksha even. But yet, there should be a Shiksha guru. Diksha. Shiksha is also, both are essential. Expert guru is Shiksha guru, Diksha guru both.
Дикша, она теряет свою силу, но духовный опыт, реализация, она сохраняется в личности.
If his spiritual master falls, then his...
He was not his spiritual master. Never. You should not take him guru. So, again, we should take Diksha. Surely. Otherwise, you cannot progress. At once, knowing that, oh, he has fallen down. Quickly, in a moment, you should give up and take new relation from any bona fide guru. From bona fide guru, he should take initiation. That guru will never fall. If never fall. He always doing chanting realization.
Если в процессе служения своему духовному учителю мы обрели определенный духовный опыт, пусть даже начальный, но потом эта личность оставляет, которую нас его оставляет, на пути служения Кришне, наш же духовный опыт все равно сохраняется.
He says that if,
на прошлой жизни опыт еще
if our guru was fallen, has fallen, but we have some experience. Still, we have some experience.
Yes, experience is wrong. From a bogus guru, an experience cannot come good experience. Never. If there is no sun, no light to illuminate the whole universe. Any artificial light come and she will show some part, some very little part.
And experience from previous lives is manifests.
But if previous activities was good, how he went to a bogus guru? This shows that it was not good.
But, oh, it was something good that, oh, he came in the line of Prabhupada. And that is why you are meeting me and others. We should try to give up our
independence.
False egos. That I have experience, I am so wise and all this. And who are chanting always, who are remembering always him. Like Swamiji. Swamiji means Prabhupada Yoga. Oh, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami always. Oh, we should take shelter at once, without delay. A power will come in their months.
Если мы встречаем такого духовного учителя, как Бхактивиданта Свами Прабхупада, Рупа или Госвами, или духовного учителя нашей Парампары, то мы должны немедленно принять их, потому что они всегда воспевают и памятуют о Кришне.
Махамантра, you know, and all the mantras, Guru Mantra, Gayatri Mantra, Gopal Mantra, if given by any bogus guru, oh, there will be no power in these mantras. Oh, like a paddy, not rice there. Understand this?
In the paddy field, there is no rice.
No, no, in paddies. No, but no rice.
It looks like rice, but there is no rice.
No rice. Fast only. No? Oh, thousand and thousand of months of quintals of that thing. Oh, they cannot give one rice.
A tea house can never get rice. If you have thousands and thousands of them, still they will not give any rice. То есть можно сколько угодно иметь эти каши на рис, это не даст, да? Каких-то растений пустых на рис это не даст.
Для того, чтобы определенную силу, надо ее получить от личности, или необходимо именно дикши санткара?
He asks if he can receive this from per person. Through shiksha, or he needs to take diksha.
He will have to change guru because guru is bogus, fallen. He was not guru, so mantra will not work because these are only horse, no rice there. Narad gave to Dhruva, and very soon successful. He gave to Prahlad, he gave to others, very soon, all successful. But those who are not pure devotees, and they are giving these months, no successful. So, all are like that. Without rice, only husk. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to whole South India and West India, and he told, oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Those who heard, they became pure disciples. And they attended, received, oh, Krishna prem, love of Krishna. Even elephants, mad elephants, tigers, bears, what to tell humans. But, oh, we are chanting so much and nothing is going on. They are falling down, chanting, but no power is coming, no realization is coming. So you will have to totally change and take new from any elevated and very authentic guru. Then you will realize very soon. I am not telling, but all Shastras are telling. I can show you from the Jiv Goswami, from Vedas, Upanishad, from Bhagavad. Tasmat Gurum Prapaddeta, Jigyasu Seya Uttamam, Sapdei Parecha Nishnatam Brahman. Those who are detached from worldly desire.
Especially in the world,
воспевания, они сразу достигали высокой стадии, были счастливы. Но мы воспеваем уже годами, и у нас нет этого счастья. Почему? Потому что необходимо принять истину духовного учителя. Как вот сказано в этом стихе, того, кто отказался от материальных привязанностей. Это не Гурудев говорит, а так написано в шастре.
So those who have realization of Krishna by chanting, by remembering, and those who are detached from worldly desires and worldly things, and they know all epics, and they can remove all doubts, they are Guru. Little. Oh, who are attached from worldly attachment, detached. Who has some realization of Krishna. Very attached to Krishna. And they are expert in whole epics, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra and Puran. They can remove all kinds of doubts. Very strong faith on Krishna. They cannot fall down. Oh, these are Guru. Krishna is there in their hearts. And they can give Krishna from their heart to devotees. Really, this is called Diksha.
Чтобы мантра имела силу, достаточно просто ее получить и услышать ее. Или речь идет именно о мистическом процессе дикши?
Is it enough to have a powerful mantra just by receiving it from, by hearing it from someone, or one should anyway take diksha as samskara?
Oh, this is called diksha. To hear, to follow him, this is called diksha. He'll give his realization to disciples. Really, this is diksha. Those who have no Krishna in his heart, how he can give heart to others? Those who have no farthing or any ruble, how can they thousand and thousand ruble to others? Thank you.
Some people say that mantra is powerful in itself. Is it needed to hear it from
mantra is powerful. It is indeed okay. But if it is not given by any real devotees, this mantra is not real. Imitation only, shadow, not mantra. So it is not powerful. What I told. Mantra, all are powerful. All mantras are very powerful. Himself Krishna. But if not coming from the heart of the old devotees, they are shadow, not mantra. Oh, they cannot work. If they are coming from the heart of this mantra, who have been siddha, who have perfected in mantra, then they can. It will work, otherwise not. No power there. If you have no realization of mantra, and you have not done, and you are not perfect in this, then if you are giving, it will not work. Even you know hard, it will not work. If you are doing it thousand and thousand of births, but if from pure devotees who have performed it and they have become siddha, perfect in this, oh, they will give in a moment, everything will come. They will do, oh, everything should come.
В данном случае могу попросить.
believe in Shastra. Narad gave mantra to Vyas, and he became perfect.
He asks you to bless them to chant Harinam. He is he and his disciples.
If you can bless him to chant.
After you, I pray Krishna that he should give intelligence to think all these things and come in line. And you should be happy forever.
He asks, can you give him mantra?
Or if he has belief in me that I can help him then. Otherwise not. He should hear all these things, and he should have a very strong belief on me, because Swamiji told me, Prabhupada, in last word when he was
about to leave,
that you should help by all these things, my devotees. So I can help you if you have some
belief,
faith in me, that I can help you. Oh, I must help you.
Если у вас есть вера, вера, если сильная вера, я тогда вам могу дать мантру. Потому что Бхактианта с вами в последние дни своей жизни он позвал своего Гурудева и просил его заботиться о преданных. И Гурудев просто должен, если у вас есть у него вера, то он просто должен помочь.
Я прошу вас, ваше милость.
Thank you so much. You should think more. And you should think and then come to conclusion.
Когда я встретил вас 5 or 6 years тому назад, я испытал очень сильное влечение к вам и большую привязанность.
When I first met you 5 or 6 years ago, I felt some very strong attachment to you.
When he first met you 6 years ago or 5 years ago, he felt very much attached to you.
It was a very strong spiritual emotion he was thinking about for years.
Связано ли это с нашими возможными встречами в прошлой жизни?
Seen me, and especially we have come in the line of your Prabhupada, so it is a good symptom. Try to give up our
false
egos. Egos are our enemy. Very simple. Very simple. As we are. We have not seen Krishna or Atma, so we should not tell that we have realized our. If tears are not coming when chanting name.
Возможно,
в предыдущих жизнях мы встречались благодаря вашим заслугам в преданном служении, в прошлых жизнях у вас сейчас есть возможность общаться со мной.
Но
мы должны отказаться от ложного эго. Если мы сами не осознали Кришну в своем сердце, то не следует говорить, что мы можем дать его кому-то другому. Если когда мы успеваем, у нас не текут слезы, то у нас нет Кришны.
Скажи, что не текут.
He says he doesn't cry when he chants the name.
So? If real name is there, some symptoms will come. No sleepiness, no idleness, nothing. Love up and affection will come, tears will come, heart will be melted. If not coming, there is something whole. So you should think more and more, and we will discuss again in evening. And I want to go to Red Square, you should take me. Or any important place here, nearby, you can take me there.
But in Red Square, all the devotees will assemble.
When?
At 4 o'clock.
Is there any important thing here to look after?
To
धर्माणि धारयन् विष्णोः कर्माणि पश्यत यतो व्रतानि पश्पशे इन्द्रस्य युज्यः सखा